Ricky Cruz. First of all, before we get into the match you had tonight, you're part of this Ring Rules, this new reality show for Metro Pro.
Well, yeah, they're having the first wrestling reality show. You know, not the first because they have other reality shows, but it's nothing like what we're doing. I think it's something innovative, and it's going to be something that's going to put people to talk in the internet and in the watching it on TV every week.
Now, we had a battle royal with the seven competitors in it, and I guess the winner is the first leader or whatever it is, and that was Dan Walsh. Put you in a match against himself, Jake Durden. And he said, well, maybe you could have Lucy as a partner unless you find somebody. He went and found a partner, a big partner, in the form of Bull Schmidt.
Well, if you're going to do an impact, and if you're going to try to get these two, I can't use a word because people are going to hear this, but these two guys want to get him out of here. There's no better way to find the biggest guy and the meanest guy and someone that I can know who can bring it. So, you know, who else is Bull Schmidt?
And speaking of Bull Schmidt, here he is. Kind of a surprise entrance. I don't know if anyone expected it, but he pointed to the back, and here you came in as a partner.
That's all it takes sometimes. Let me know. Give me a call. You know, Ricky told me that he was having issues with Dan Walsh and some homeless guy that they picked up on the side of the road on the way here. And I was like, well, you know, what the heck? Make a trip to KC, get some wings, eat a little Baba Chew, some quick trip chalupas, man, and, you know, taquitos. Give me an energy drink and put a foot up a tail. You know, let's go have fun, have a good time, smile, wave at the kids. You know, come out and put on a show, man. There's nothing wrong with that. And one thing I know that I love to do is fight, baby. It's fight, put the Dukes down, old school. You know, that's something I enjoy. Something I think is a lost art in the wrestling business today is just going tooth and nail and putting it down. You know, it's not about dancing, it's not about running, it's not about doing all these crazy kooky flips. It's about coming in there, putting fist to mouth and boots to butts. You know, but that's something that I enjoy doing. And as long as Ricky needs someone, man, I got no problem backing Ricky up, man. He's a good dude. Plus, I mean, you got Lucy ringside too, you know, so you got a little eye candy, hey. You know, so why not have a little fun? You know, have a couple of cervezas, you know. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And I got to work on my Spanish, man, and it needs work. And, hey, what better partner? It's better than, what's that, Ross Stone, or what's that? Rosetta Stone. That's better than Rosetta Stone, baby. I got Ricky Cruz.
Appreciate and, and on top of that, neither of you guys are really foreign to that Dan Walsh. Both of you already had history with him.
Yeah, oh yeah, Dan. But Dan's a hell of a competitor, man. Dan brings it, man. But Dan's also what I like to call a heat magnet, man. The fans are going to love to boo him, and we're going to love to give him a reason to. And you know, he's a competitor, man. Like I said, legitimately, he's one of the toughest guys in Metro Pro. I don't think he gets near the credit he deserves. But now he's got the biggest guy in Metro Pro backing him up, which Durden's bigger than me, man. And I ain't used to that, so I've got to go back to the old school days when I was battling Vader and Takayama and some of those guys over in Japan and figuring out how I'm going to bring it, because that's a big dude, man. But one of the things I always do is adapt. If you sit there and just get complacent and stop learning, you stop living. And one of the things that I love to do is keep it going. And, you know, I got a good backup. I got a lovely lady we can put on our arm, take out for a nice dinner. I have them taking some Italian. That's some Italian. Some good. But, yeah.
And Ricky, finally, anything for your Spanish speaking fans one more time?
Before we talk about the Spanish speakers, I'm going to tell you something. What you saw today is just the beginning. There's going to be a lot of talk in the Midwest about Bull Schmidt and Ricky Cruz, not only here but in all the Midwest. So people better get ready because we're gonna make some noise in the Midwest. And for my Spanish people, I just quiero agradecer a todos los que me escuchan siempre, a todos los que me escriben y todos los que me siguen en Facebook. Los quiero a todos. Dios me los bendiga y como siempre sigan apoyando la lucha libre.